This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Voting for 70-member Delhi Assembly ended peacefully today. Nearly 58% voter turnout was recorded till 5 p.m. The highest poll percentage of around 64% was recorded in Northeast Delhi District, while Southeast District recorded the lowest voter percentage of around 54%. Meanwhile, voting for assembly by-polls held in Erode East in Tamil Nadu and Milkipur in Uttar Pradesh also concluded peacefully. Till 5 p.m., over 64.02% voter turnout was recorded in Erode East and around 65.25% in Milkipur. In Milkipur, 10 candidates, including BJP's Chandrabhanu Paswan, SP's Ajit Prasad, and Azad Samaj Party's Santosh Kumar, were in the fray. The seat was vacated by SP leader Avdhesh Prasad following his victory in the 2024 Lok Sabha elections from Faizabad. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav met OpenAI CEO Sam Altman in New Delhi today. Mr. Vaishnav said Prime Minister Narendra Modi guided them to democratize technology, and Mr. Altman appreciated the Prime Minister's vision. The minister said he had a super cool discussion with the OpenAI CEO on strategy of creating the entire AI stack, GPUs, model and apps, adding that OpenAI was willing to collaborate on all three. Sam Altman said India is an incredibly important market for AI.
India is an incredibly important market for AI in general, for OpenAI in particular. It's our second biggest market, tripled users here in the last year, but mostly seeing what people in India are building with AI at all levels of the stack, chips, models, all of the incredible applications. So I think India should be doing everything. I think India should be one of the leaders of the AI revolution. It's really quite amazing to see what the country has done and embraced the technology and building the entire stack of things on top of it.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today met UN General Assembly President Philemon Yang in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said they discussed various issues on the UN agenda, including the need for reformed multilateralism. He said they also exchanged views on regional, global and developmental issues. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today took a holy dip at Triveni Sangam during the Mahakumbh currently underway in Prayagraj. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The snan at the Sangam is a moment of divine connection." He said, like crores of others who have taken part in it, he was also filled with the spirit of devotion. Mr. Modi hoped that Ma Ganga will bless the countrymen with peace, wisdom, good health and harmony. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju also took a holy dip in Prayagraj Mahakumbh this morning. More than 39 crore devotees have taken the holy dip in the Triveni Sangam so far. Home Minister Amit Shah today emphasized that the entire Northeast is now on the path of development under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He was addressing the distribution program of over 2,800 appointment letters in Tripura government through video conference. He highlighted that the Tripura government is providing jobs with complete transparency without any discrimination, recommendation or corruption. The Home Minister highlighted that in the last 10 years, Narendra Modi government has made three agreements in Tripura to bring peace to the state. The Home Minister said the policies of the Narendra Modi government have transformed Tripura from a landlocked state to a land-linked state. On to sports now. In the Singapore Smash World Cup, India's Manu Shah and Manav Thakkar have successfully advanced to the men's doubles quarterfinals after a dominant 3-0 victory over Wan Chung Ting and Yi Kwan Tho of Hong Kong in the pre-quarterfinals. However, in the mixed doubles category, Manu Shah and Dia Chitale faced a tough challenge and were eliminated after a 1-3 loss in the quarterfinals. The women's doubles pair of Yashaswini Ghorpade and Australia's Ji Min Young also faced disappointment as they were defeated in the pre-quarterfinals. And the competition at the 38th National Games is getting more thrilling with each passing day. Games witnessed intense contests in multiple disciplines today. Haryana's Suruchi emerged as the new star, winning the gold in women's 10-meter air pistol, scoring 245.7 points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.